This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday, the mother of Kyle Rittenhouse claimed President Biden defamed her son while Biden publicly announced Kyle is a white supremacist. Wendy Rittenhouse is angry at the Democrat president. She says President Biden does not know her son whatsoever and is not a racist. And Biden slandered Kyle for the votes. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday denied congressional investigators access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for November 30. The three judges on the appeals panel were all appointed to the bench by either President Biden or former President Obama. Winter, the dolphin, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium's main attraction, and the star of the film Dolphin Tale has passed away at the age of 16. Winter was battling a possible infection. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As inflation is draining American wallets of disposable income, the essentials for everyday life have been going up in costs with no end in sight. October's 6.2% inflation rate is the biggest jump in over 30 years. When you think inflation, you probably think gas and food. Hold on, as insurance rates will probably be hitting Americans soon.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, average premiums are up 4% from last year and 47% from 2011. Deductibles have surged over 68% in cost from a decade ago. Additionally, employers at smaller companies face deductibles up to 70% higher than those at larger firms. Currently, around 155 million Americans rely on employer-sponsored health coverage. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. And a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As the Biden administration is pondering the idea of closing down a propane and energy pipeline between Canada and Michigan for a what-if scenario, one Michigan lawmaker says this will hurt all that depend on the energy source. Michigan State Senator Lisa Tice on Fox News says Line 5 closure will hurt those in the UP or Upper Peninsula the most.
What happens to the people in the state of my district, and frankly the entire state, is increased costs. Energy costs are going to go up. Actually, all our costs go up. So our grocery costs go up, our medicine costs go up. It's not just at the pump. And we're experiencing what's happening at the pump every time we go there. We see the price go up and up and up. They probably more than double.
Wow.
And frankly, up in the UP, they're estimating that their costs will be over $300 a month. And these are the people with the lowest median income in the state.
Ms. Tice says the Michigan governor is following a political narrative instead of listening to the people of Michigan.
Well, she's playing to her political base. So this is something she ran on, but no, actually, I don't know her. I spent 4 years in the House, and now I've been in the Senate for almost a full term. I've yet to meet her. Our pocketbooks are already maxed out. We've got the COVID inflation covering absolutely everything. Like I said, our groceries, our fuel. We can't afford to have this go any higher.
Double check your email inbox and spam folder because Microsoft may have left something in there for you. Earlier this week, a few people noticed $100 gift cards for the Microsoft Store suddenly appearing via email, and the company has confirmed it sent out 50,000 of the codes to U.S. customers. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. This year, the Tide Ministry is celebrating our 75th year of gospel proclamation. In honor of that accomplishment, we're hosting a day trip on October 28th to the Museum of the Bible to see original artifacts used by our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, for his Gospel Tide Hour radio broadcast. The museum is displaying the very microphone used by Reverend Byers, along with a songbook dated from 1939 that inspired the ministry's name. It is such a privilege to have artifacts in the museum, and we're honored to be included in the history of biblical missions. We pray this trip to the Museum of the Bible will reinforce the wonders of God's Word as we strive to bring the Savior to life for others around the globe who need to experience Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can pray for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing God's Word in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and especially great to have Molly Hemingway. I've been bragging about her, telling you we were going to be talking about her new book, Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Election. Molly, of course, is co-author of the national bestseller, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation, and The Future of the Supreme Court, one of America's most influential and trusted political journalists. She's a senior editor of the online magazine, The Federalist, which she helped launch, and she's a popular Fox News contributor. Molly, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How have you been?
Great, and it's great to be here with you.
Well, Molly, I'm so grateful for your book, because what you have done after, you know, the 2020 elections, people have been told not to talk about it, just to accept what, you know, we've been told by the legacy media that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. And even now he feels comfortable about saying that he got 81 million votes. And, you know, he doesn't even smile about it. He just says as a matter of fact. But what I love that you wrote in your prologue, you said, if you believe things went terribly wrong in the 2020 election, well, you're not crazy. You're not alone. But most of all, you're not wrong. Thank you for that, by the way.
Well, thanks. I couldn't believe how after the 2016 election, when Donald Trump surprised everyone by defeating Hillary Clinton, the media engaged in years of absolutely delusional and insane conspiracy theorizing. They said, no, he hadn't really won. It's not that people enjoyed his policies. It's that the Russians colluded with him to steal the election from its rightful victor, Hillary Clinton. And this wasn't fringe people. This was everybody, everybody in the media, everybody in the Democratic Party. You had one out of three Democrats not show up to Trump's inauguration because they believed this conspiracy theory. And then we have 2020, which we all know, because we all went through it, was the weirdest election we've ever experienced. And after that, you weren't allowed to even comment on the weirdness. So I knew I had to write a book where I actually, the way I figure things out is I interview and I report and I research to find out, you know, what's real and what's not real. And so I knew I had to do it. And I'm so glad I did, because I think it's really important that people understand what the elite establishment did in order to determine the outcome of last year's election.
It sounds for you and for those that will read your book, it's going to be a bit cathartic because of how our brains have been conditioned to believe the unbelievable. It's like they want us to suspend any kind of connection with reality and common sense here.
Well, like what I was just saying, we all lived through it. We all saw what happened with the media, where they, not just for the entirety of the Trump administration, but particularly that last year, were making up news stories in order to hurt him, that they were suppressing very legitimate news stories to make sure that their image of Joe Biden wouldn't be tarnished. Big tech came in and suppressed information in a way that is unheard of in our country. And that has nothing to do with even changing hundreds of laws to flood the zone with tens of millions of mail-in ballots at the same time that they decreased scrutiny of mail-in ballots, or sometimes eliminated scrutiny of mail-in ballots. And Then also, on top of that, Mark Zuckerberg spent $419 million targeting blue counties in swing states to take over their government election offices. Not on campaign stuff, but on government election offices, embedding left-wing Democratic activists into the system to run Democratic get-out-the-vote operations in the states where it mattered the most.
This is quite the cabal. I got to tell you, and I don't know if you discovered this, and maybe I may have missed it in your book, but it seemed like the RNC, they should have been better at anticipating what was going on. I mean, you had a band of attorneys. I mean, they didn't do this in the dark of night like, you know, some of these immigration flights at 3 o'clock in the morning that are happening. I mean, they were quite open about it. They flooded these election offices and put a lot of pressure. And you're going, well, where's the Republican, you know, counteroffensive? They just allowed them to come in and storm, you know, the gates of these election offices and put these local election officials on their heels. And they just kind of had to go along, you know, to avoid a lawsuit or all kinds of, you know, complications. So that kind of added, you know, at least in my estimation, added to the complication as well, don't you think?
I think there are two issues there, and they're both really important. One, you noted how there was nobody allowed to observe the mail-in ballot counting. You know, we heard these stories all across the country. That was huge. That was real. And that was important because of what I just said about mail-in ballots being the flooding the zone with them and decreasing scrutiny. Mm-hmm. The only time you can really do anything about fraud or other irregularities, the only time you can reasonably do anything, like it's always hard to catch fraud, but you really need to be mm-hmm. there when they separate the ballot from the envelope. Looking at the envelope is the only way to tell if it's a, you know, if it's a legitimate vote or not, or if there are any problems with it. By keeping Republican observers away from that, and I tell the story about how in Philadelphia they were kept a football field length away, how they had to go to court to get any observers closer, and how Philadelphia shut down when they won that initial court case. I tell the story of how that happened in Fulton County, Atlanta, the most populous county in the country, where they told everybody that they were done for the night, and then they kept counting for hours with no oversight, not just Republicans, but media. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to have state and federal observers there as well. And that's fishy. That's, you know, and the reason why that's a problem is that once that's done, once those things are separated, it's very hard to do anything about it. But you say that Republicans didn't do anything, but I actually tell stories of Republicans doing a lot. They were there on the ground. They were battling these things. They were aware that there were problems leading up to the election, and they actually won quite a few cases. They didn't win enough to as much as they should have, but they don't have as much money as Democrats do. They don't have as much organization, and I get into the history of that. So it's kind of a party-wide thing, including that the people didn't have the same level of interest as Democratic voters did. So Republican voters also bear some responsibility.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. You know, that look, in a democratic republic, it's we the people that bear the responsibility. You're correct on both sides. I agree with you. But obviously they learned something in Virginia, didn't they?
I don't know. I mean, I think Virginia was fascinating, and the fact that Republicans won does not mean that these problems don't exist. And also, they certainly there's still, you know, litigation and issues happening in the New Jersey elections, Pennsylvania elections, where they're finding ballots. They're having all these problems with mail-in ballots. These were narrow victories for Republicans. They should not rest on their laurels there. But also, who knows what they would have been without these types of shenanigans engaged in by the Democratic Party. You know, people act like the win or the loss is the only thing that matters, but margins actually matter a great deal, particularly in close elections.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing that comes to mind here right now, and I was talking with somebody else about your book, is that because of the lack of popularity of Joe Biden and your book coming out and others now being able to speak out against the shenanigans and the obvious fraud that took place in 2020, we're starting to have that conversation again, that this could put a lot more pressure on this administration and Democrats. I don't think they're ready to play fair. I don't think that's the case. I think, you know, to your point, is that people that are, you know, interested in free and fair elections, that they've got to be all in to that end, because the fact of the matter is the Democrats and those on the left, this was a clear strategy that they employed with an expected end, right?
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the things I get into also in the book that fascinated me. I mentioned the 2016 election hoax, the Russia hoax. The
yes.
guy who ran that operation is the same guy who ran the 2020 election chaos operation, Mark
wow.
Elias. He's the one who paid for
Molly,
that.
Molly, let's go to break real quick. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from Molly Hemingway after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Molly Hemingway continues, the author of the national bestseller, Justice on Trial, and she's got another great one here with Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democratic Seized Our Elections. Molly, I want to pick up where we left off. You were talking about Mark Elias and his involvement in 2016 as well as 2020.
Yeah, so just he did so much damage in the 2016 election by paying for that fake info about Russian collusion with Trump. And then in 2020, he ran the operation to water down election laws to enable tens of millions of mail-in ballots with little to no scrutiny. And it was a complete operation. And what I also find interesting is as soon as they secured this victory, where you're supposed to believe that Joe Biden is the most popular person in American history, despite all evidence to the contrary, they wanted right. to permanentize all the changes they made. You know, they claimed they were just for COVID and it was this once-in-a-lifetime thing. Then they tried to make them permanent, not just at the state level, but by pushing through this legislation at the federal level, because I think they understand they can only win if there isn't integrity to the elections. And that should be a huge sign to people who are engaged in political battle.
Exactly. And, you know, H.R. 1 is still there and is also, you know, S1. And this is the federalization of our elections, which, you know, fortunately, you know, we've been able to hold off to now. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But I think that that would be devastating to this free republic if we give up, you know, our local elections and they all become federalized.
That's absolutely true. And I mean, it's interesting that they've been able to hold off these changes, even though Republicans don't have the House, the Senate, or the presidency. But I think it's also interesting, you know, people think this is all about 2020. It's all about Trump. I think the Republican Party understands that this is an existential threat to their ability to ever win an election again. And so they exactly. all have been paying a bit more attention now than they had been previously.
All they have to do, Molly, is look at California. It's a one-party state, and the Democrats, the rest of them, are looking to California as the poster child, and that's what they want to do. They want to impose those kind of controls on the nation. You know, can America handle a one-party state?
And particularly what that one party does with its power. If you want to see a vision of that going forward, you just look at California and its drug policy, border policy, homeless policy, economic policy. It's not a pretty picture. It's also interesting to me that California is one of those cases that shows why it's just important to know what the laws say. You know that Democrats did a great job of taking advantage of watering down of election security in certain years with their ballot harvesting, and that cost Republicans
exactly.
a bunch of seats. But then Republicans kind of figured out the game, and they got a bunch of them back.
And then the Democrats cried foul because the Republicans were doing what they did, right?
Right. That's only supposed to be what we get to do, not what you get to do, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How much was Donald Trump's personality, like you said, I had written a commentary about this before, you know, this idea of, you know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And like you said, the legacy media, big tech, the social media oligarchs had conditioned the marketplace to hate Trump to such a degree. How much of that came into play in this election? Will we ever know that because the numbers are so watered down?
Well, that's why I think the initial lies that they told about him were so key. Usually when a new president comes to power, he's given a 100-day honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Everybody works together to kind of get things going. What happened with Trump is not only did he not get that with the media or the Democratic Party, his primary opponents, he didn't even get that in the Republican Party. And so it was just hysteria the entire time. It was exhausting. Even as the actual policies were being pushed through his force of will, his personality, which is very
right.
polarizing, and, you know, people have very different reactions to it. But the establishment legitimately viewed him as a threat because he really was showing that the way that they claimed it had to be was not how it had to be. And they really liked their positions of power. But it absolutely affected people's perceptions of whether he was a tolerable or even welcome change or whether he was unacceptable. And that was not just media. That was big tech with their algorithmic manipulation of people's emotions, and it was very deleterious to our election integrity.
Yeah, no doubt ego became a big part and a subset of this whole deal. For me, being a businessman, Molly, I appreciated the mind and expertise of a true chief executive officer. You know, years ago, as you recall, we had Ross Perot coming on the scene, and I thought, wow, he's a chief executive officer. This could be something that the country needed, but he just didn't have the wherewithal to bring bring it to its final conclusion. And here we are, Donald Trump with his very strong personality and his understanding and a make it happen kind of guy. He did it in business. It had to be so frustrating for him because now he's dealing with, with the government and, the union forces, probably molds that were left over from the Obama regime that were still in there, all these antithetical forces that were part of his administration that were doing everything they could to undermine and demonize his, his approach. And, what's the guy guilty of after everything is all said and done? In short order, he makes us energy independent. We're paying less for gas. We have a control of our southern border. We've got Middle East peace starting to break out. We got four Arab nations ready to sit down at a table meeting with Israel. Iran is under tow. Russia's holding their line, and China is feeling the pressure, and we've got them. But I guess in everybody's wisdom, at least the wisdom of 81 million people who voted for Joe Biden, they felt like that wasn't good enough.
And it just strikes me, too, that all of these successes that you list, which are important, and I actually devoted a little bit to the book to explain the context of why the establishment hated him so much because he was so successful with these things. It's worth noting that we were told that Donald Trump was unacceptable. We had people on the right, so-called conservative leaders, saying he breaks too many norms. Meanwhile, right now we have a president who's mandating vaccines in completely extra-constitutional fashion. We have a guy who's raiding independent journalists on behalf of family members. And these same voices that were so loud during the Trump administration are utterly silent, or I haven't heard anything from them. And no. the media choose not to hyperventilate about these things, even though they are actual threats to our system of constitutional government and our liberties. It's infuriating.
Well, it is, and we need the media, but when they're, missing in action or they're sold out, they've really abandoned the first constitutional right to exist, and it's to the pain and hurt and injury to we the people who want a free republic. And as you write in chapter 5 of your book Rigged, you talk about the revenge of fake news.
Which played, and people look at some of the big stories, but one of the things that was so infuriating for me was, ended up being a pretty big story. You had four supposedly anonymous sources claiming to a far-left journalist who frequently gets stories wrong that Donald Trump doesn't actually like visiting military cemeteries. No, he hates soldiers, and he calls them losers. And so that story was published. There were 20-some people on the record disputing it, including John Bolton, who hates Donald Trump, and contemporaneous evidence. And yet that story was fed everywhere, and it even made it into a presidential debate.
Oh, amazing. And yet nobody's interested in Hunter Biden's laptop.
Or any of the stories about the Biden family business, which is that people who are very powerful and wealthy and foreign oligarchs give Biden family members money in exchange for presumably changes in policy that Americans are on the hook for. And so what could be more important for a journalist to cover than that Biden family business? Like, nobody's alleging these Biden family members are giving anything tangible or real in exchange for the money. So we, of course, should know what it is that people are. Why are people giving so much money when they're foreign, powerful people? And yet the media couldn't cover it, wouldn't cover it. And then when someone did, the New York Post, they went to war against the New York Post. It is shameful. It is a threat to the republic. It is horrifying. And they still have not been held accountable for it.
Well, Molly Hemingway, cannot thank you enough for bringing this book to the forefront. This is I think it's going to be a huge relief for many people that have been wanting to, to discuss this. Because like with any problem, this is why free speech is so important, to our free republic, is we've got to be able to talk about these things. And thank you for opening the door, and appreciate all the great work and research that you did on this. Molly Hemingway, thank you for being with us. Take care.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday, the mother of Kyle Rittenhouse claimed President Biden defamed her son while Biden publicly announced Kyle is a white supremacist. Wendy Rittenhouse is angry at the Democrat president. She says President Biden does not know her son whatsoever and he's not a racist. And Biden slandered Kyle for the votes. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday denied congressional investigators access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for November 30. The three judges on the appeals panel were all appointed to the bench by either President Biden or former President Obama. Winter, the dolphin, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium's main attraction, and the star of the film Dolphin Tale, has passed away at the age of 16. Winter was battling a possible infection. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, our gratitude and appreciation for Molly Hemingway and her new book, Rigged. I really mean that. I think that between her and Von Strofsky and Hans and John Fun and, you know, several other books that are out there now coming out, the mainstream media is not covering it. But thank God we've got some courageous people who are willing to take on what happened in 2020. The bottom line, what Molly Hemingway says, hey, you're right. Your eyes weren't lying to you. Your gut was not lying to you. Is that there were a lot of, you know, improprieties that would really challenge a free and fair election. And, of course, the Democrats being the wordsmiths that they are and backed by the propagandist social media oligarchs, they're able to kind of fill in a narrative to make it seem like, oh, people were, you know, being deprived and, you know, they're underrepresented and they didn't have a fair shot at doing this. I mean, come on, give me a break. This is, you know, I got to tell you, I've always been of the mindset that we should go back and do what we did before. I mean, even with, you know, all this technology and everything we have, let's take a day off, a national day off. We'll have one voting day and you go in and you cast your vote. Okay, if you have to stand in line for a while or we manage it for one day and make sure that the lines are managed in such a way so that we don't have people in lines for 8 hours, I get that. But, you know, there's things that we can do to that end. But to allow the wholesale right in, and this is stuff that a Democrat, bipartisan, including former President Jimmy Carter, was involved in the research, as she mentioned, and said, look, at you know, you do write-in voting and you are going to open up the door to all kinds of voter fraud. And look what happened. I mean, the evidence is clear. We're going to be joining my good friend, Jeff Cruer, in just a second. You can hear him right now. Here he is, Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crusher. Here he is. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm like you and the majority of Americans. who are frustrated with what's happening. And I was talking with Liz Peek this morning, Jeff, and I said, look at the Build Better program. Who's winning with this deal? Number one. Number two, to me, the Build Better program is another Trojan horse that is of the same ilk and genre of Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America. It all says the same thing. It all points in the same direction. America out and a one world government in. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, and, you know, I think more and more Americans are realizing that what this administration is doing is not relating to their concerns. They're just making their problems worse. They're following through on their mandate agenda, their climate change agenda, their open borders agenda. They're not solving the problems of the American people. They're making it worse, Bill.
Exactly. And the American people are getting it. I mean, they don't like the idea that, I mean, this whole idea that we're going to pay 16 cents less for Thanksgiving. And the reality is they're going to the store and going, I don't know what 16 cents they're talking about. I mean, you got communities coming together. And I guess maybe we're going to relive the first Thanksgiving with all the pilgrims and Indians. And we're going to have this big potluck because everybody, you know, can't afford a full turkey. So, hey, look, you're responsible for the left leg. You're responsible for the right. Like, you bring a breast, somebody find corn, and we'll all come together and do some mashed potatoes and, you know, have a good time.
No, the thing about it is all the food prices are up for Thanksgiving, and yet what if you've got to go to a relative's house?
Oh, forget it.
And you had to drive there.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
Your costs of travel are through the roof because gasoline is, what, 55% higher?
Oh, yeah, exactly, at least. But you got to hope that grandma's house is downwind of you. And then you're going to have trouble going back up the hill to get back home. It is absurd. And the thing is that, and could you believe that footage of Granholm? I mean, here she's the Secretary of Energy, right? And they ask her about this and she cackles. I mean, what is it with, you know?
She said it was hilarious. She said it was hilarious. I mean, that is insensitive. That is arrogance. I mean, that's who they are. John Kerry, the climate change czar, flying in his private plane to all these conventions. I mean, it's just, it's infuriating what these people are trying to push on us. And, Bill, they weren't given a mandate for this. They weren't elected for any of this.
No,
they didn't run on any of this.
No. If the truth be known, remember, they tried to sell this to their own constituency in the primaries, right? They went to their own Democratic voters, and only 30% said, hey, we might choose that. Only 30. And so they go to the general election, and somehow they get 81 million votes, and they see that as a mandate. And now they're shoving it down the people's throats, and the reality is look at, you go to the store, shelves are empty, the price of gas, like you say, inflation, look at the numbers that are going on right now. It's crazy. It was supposed to be transitory. First, it didn't exist. Then it was transitory.
Right.
Then Janet Yellen last week said, well, you know, it could be around till 2023.
Right.
This is a mess.
I heard today an economist said 2024.
Oh, yeah, why not?
This raising inflation.
Well, at this point, it just goes to show you it's a little bit of a crapshoot, isn't it? I mean, they're just kind of like, just like the way they're dealing with COVID. It feels this way. This is what it is. And meanwhile, we're going to impose our reality on you. I mean, and this is really what it is. I mean, the government, our families are all being made in the image of Joe Biden and the AOCs of the world here. That's pretty scary when you think about it.
And a man who is incompetent, a man who can't get through a speech without fumbling, a guy who literally is losing it each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some kind of power struggle going on in the administration, because I don't know if you heard today, he's holding a cabinet meeting.
First one.
Time since July. Kamala Harris is in France.
Right.
I mean, she's not even around. So I wonder what's going on here, Bill.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. And going back to what you're talking about in terms of the president's cognitive capacity, I mean, here again, you've got Ronny Jackson saying he has age-related cognitive decline. This is the doctor for Barack Obama. Okay, this isn't some, you know, wannabe, hey, I'll be your weekend doctor, pretend. This is Ronny Jackson, the doctor to presidents, who looks at Joe Biden. He just says flat out he is not fit to serve as commander-in-chief.
Yeah, and he said that he got a nasty note from Barack Obama.
Exactly.
But you know what? He's telling the truth. Kudos to him, Bill. Kudos to someone with the courage to call it like it is. I mean, yes, the guy is not competent.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly losing it, and it's a problem.
Well, Jeff, I'll tell you, you know, what happened in Virginia, even parts of New Jersey, other parts of the country with these recent elections, is I think common sense is being born again. It is now coming to the forefront. You know, when we can thank the mama bears and papa bears, I think they really led the way. They were the vanguard of all this this new movement. And the Democrats are seeing it. This is why so many Democrats are going, I don't think I want to run for reelection. I'm looking for the exit. Hey, I'll go out gracefully. I don't want to make any enemies with Nancy Pelosi because who knows, maybe down the road I might want some ice cream.
You know, there could be the biggest turnover in American history in this upcoming midterm election. Democrats could lose dozens. Some people are saying even 100 seats. I mean,
wow.
I'm hoping for a massive overhaul of Congress. And, you know, then, of course, you got to get Republicans in there that will do something.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we're
not rhinos.
Exactly. Got to pray for that we elect Republicans, independents with spines. You know, that are willing to, you know, fall on their swords and, you know, for the sake of the everyday man and woman right. that has been forgotten once again.
Not people like Mitch McConnell, who enabled Biden to pass this infrastructure bill and that Biden's going to sign it on Monday. And, of course, Mitch McConnell doesn't even have the courage to be there at the signing ceremony. He's going to skip it.
Right.
But he's and the other rhinos are responsible.
Well, the 13 other. Yes, exactly. The 13 others. Republican. I mean, they gave them a lifeline that was so unnecessary. And of course, how many? What? Four of those are already they're retiring. So they're heading for the exit. That's what I'm saying. And they're probably setting themselves up for some cushy political job, you know, after they leave Congress, because that's the way they roll, sadly.
Yeah, what they do is they cash in when they're a member of Congress, then they cash in becoming a lobbyist, and they think about the special interests, and they, you know, don't even think about their constituents. They don't do the job that people sent them to do.
Well, this is
collecting money.
And again, it's all at the people's expense, Jeff. And that's why I'm asking, you know, this Build Back Better deal. I mean, if the people realize where that came from, this isn't an original idea from Joe Biden. Joe Biden, I mean, he's known for plagiarism. I don't know that he's ever had an original idea. The idea of Build Back Better comes from the World Economic Forum. And what they care about is a one world government. This is a rallying cry, just like the fundamental transformation of America that Barack Obama played out, right? So people need to understand this is the language. This is the direction that they're going. That's why they don't care about the pain that America is suffering right now. Big deal. They're not worried about it.
Yeah. And, you know, the same theme was used by Boris Johnson in the U.K., Build Back Better. So, yeah, stolen it from him, stolen it from the World Economic Forum.
Well, Jeff Guerrero, we got to leave it there. Thank you, pal. Take care.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always good to have you with us, and it's great to have Danny Huerta. He's back, focused on the family's parenting and counseling expert, author of Seven Traits of Effective Parenting, a must-read book, especially for those of us with kids, I'm telling you, because so often, you know, you wonder, it's always, when you have kids, it's almost like your first sentence, Danny, is, oh, God.
Yeah, oh yeah, thank you, right? Thank you for these kids, wonderful kids you've given me, for sure. Yeah,
right, exactly. I mean, it's almost like the finger pointing that started in the Garden of Eden continues to this day, you know? It's that son you gave me.
Yeah, there are those nights when they're sleeping and their eyes are closed. That's the most peaceful moment right there, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You're going, oh, wow, I love my precious child. And then they wake up and you've got your ups and downs throughout the day. But, man, what a precious gift to be a father or a mother. It's good and it's bad, right?
Exactly. Well, as they do, they teach us what we need to know. I mean, that's what God says. Look at, hey, be still, son. We got this covered. I mean, they're there to teach you something. And that's the thing, you know, you realize, you go, okay, what is in me? What are they bringing out of me? And why am I so frustrated here? And, you know, I often, this is what stopped me, especially one day when I was reciting the prayer of St. Francis, which I do on a daily basis. The thing that came to mind was, you know, God help me to understand before wanting to be understood. And, you know, and I had to have a Selah moment on that. And I had to relate that in particular with one of my sons who, boy, we just have this kind of relationship where, you know, we tangle up all the time, and I just get frustrated. I say, okay, God, how do I need to handle this so that, you know, I'm not frustrated, he's not frustrated, and that we're learning from you and being effective as a parent and as a child.
Yeah, you know, it's transformative. God really intended for us to be, as parents, to be transformed in the process of parenting as we build in our kids. It's not like he needed us to form other souls and human beings, but he gave us the opportunity. He invited us into the opportunity to be not only co-creators of a human being and bringing them into the world, but in molding and shaping them and also being shaped along the way as God's children. And so
exactly.
It's a wonderful and powerful, and it's the most powerful actual relationship in our society for the future of the society. And it's so important. The family is crucial to the survival of this world and communities and nations. And we need to pay attention to that.
Well, exactly. And as you read and understand, I mean, here, God has woven our children in the womb of their mothers and, you know, perfectly, exactly what they were going to need with their purpose, everything all woven into the process here. And then it's turned over to us and we say, oh, God, don't let us mess this up.
Yeah.
You know, and then we take them through. And then, of course, what we're reading in the research from George Barna is that we raise kids in what we believe as best we can in a Christian home, teaching them Christian values. And then they go out, you know, they leave home, go to college, and they come back for the first Thanksgiving and go, what the heck happened to my child here?
The world, the social media and so many influences out there, we have to be paying attention as to what we're intentionally building in our kids and then grappling with big questions. I know I've asked my kids, what is beautiful to you? Who is beautiful and why? How did that happen? And who gets a vote in your life? And how did they get that vote? How did they get to have such power of influence and opinion in your life compared to others? Just those grappling with what we don't necessarily stop and think about. We have to do that along the way with our kids from the time they're young, thinking about their thinking all the way until they leave the home and as they come back, instead of being reactive, really being curious. How did you come up with that thought? And it's great conversations. You have those moments that are frustrating you didn't expect, sometimes in the middle of the night, sometimes early in the morning, sometimes late at night. And I've had some big conversations with my son, now 18, and my daughter, 16, late at night, where I'm going, yeah, I wasn't planning on this. I don't know if my brain's fully in this. Now I'm just half out, you know? We just have to be ready for those and pray for God's strength and wisdom.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, inevitably, those moments come when you're the most tired.
Yeah.
You know, it's just been a day. You finally just get a moment, and the brain's relaxing, and all of a sudden, then you got to deal with this. And but you go, okay, God, you know better. All right, what do I need? I mean, and maybe because we don't have any gas, our own gas in the tank, is that we rely on the Holy Spirit. Maybe that's the answer.
That's exactly it. Sometimes I've joked with my wife, hey, can we tap out and ask for somebody to come off the bench for a moment? Is there anybody that, man, this is late at night. I don't think I'm fully in. I need somebody that's energized, ready to go. So, yeah, no, we have to in that moment really pray and say, Lord, help me in this moment that's so important for my child. Help my brain reawaken. And I'm going to rely wholeheartedly on you.
Exactly.
We need to be in prayer. That right now, as parents, we need to be in prayer for our kids throughout the day, and they're facing all kinds of moments of decision, and things are being built in there. And so with a culture the way it's at right now, we have great opportunity to connect and influence and teach our children, so let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, Danny, our kids are faced with such opposition on the winning side. I mean, knowing that God is for them, that everything that they need has been already, it's in their DNA, and God designed it that way. And like I said, as parents, we just pray we don't mess it up. You know, we're just going, okay, God, we're parenting and co-laboring with you on behalf of your creation here. And if the kids can understand that they're made in His image, that they're perfectly created in such a way to fulfill their destiny in life, and that God is for them, that, you know, mom and dad are for them, you know, forget about friends and neighbors, but, you know, when you've got that holy trinity of mom, dad, and God the Father on your side, I mean, you've got a lot of you know, you got a lot of cheerleading, and the best cheerleading you could have to help you, you know, realize, you know, those ambitions that are built into you that wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, gosh, what am I doing here? What am I supposed to be? I mean, here your son's 18. He's probably thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm leaving home here. I've got to fend for myself. I've got to provide for I've got to be like my dad. My dad provided for kids. And he, probably the last thing he's thinking is, oh, I got to provide for kids now.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of kids are struggling right now with anxiety, which has been very interesting, fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. And just with a lot of things coming at kids, and especially 18, 19, not having reassurance that if I invest all this money in college, I'll have the job that I'm dreaming of having and pursuing. And one thing that we've created that is super, just a big heart towards parents in this. A lot of parents told me, hey, I'm too busy to do the intentional things. I'm really trying. So we created these Live It challenges once a month that parents could take on with their kids to dig into a biblical truth together and to get to know one another. And we simplified it by letting you sign up for it at bringyourbible.org. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you get the text message that says, hey, here's your new challenge, take it on.
Oh, good.
All you have to do is click that.
Right.
And then it's a fun thing that you can do together, plus a biblical pursuit that's real simple that you mm-hmm. do. And we want you to be intentional and to be successful at passing on a faith that is so important and crucial to your family, and that's those Live It challenges.
Exactly.
We had one, the most popular one was getting to know your different personalities and then navigating that. It's not about just knowing your personalities, but now what do you do? If you're this personality and the other one's a different one, how do you handle, manage that in a way that's going to be effective in communication and relationship? And that's a fun one. A lot of families had fun with that. So that was the heart behind that, is to come alongside parents to have ongoing and intentional conversations with their kids about their faith and about a relationship with the Heavenly Father.
Well, you know, Danny, I got to tell you, I love what Focus on the Family has done here. I mean, you've really brought a dimension of, you know, the whole promotion of Bring Your Bible to School Day with Bring It, Share It, Live It, and say, okay, well, we've got to do it beyond just one day when you bring your Bible to school. And we know with research that people who are engaged in their Bible on a daily basis boy, they live a different life versus somebody who just casually, you know, comes in contact with the Bible, maybe at a Sunday sermon once a week. It's a huge, huge difference. And in this time of chaos, COVID season, all that we've been dealing with, as you said, and the stress, the peace of God is there for you. But if we're not apprehending it, if we're not coming to God, we're missing out. And this is a grand invitation to remind people, again, to live out your faith. In order to do that, though, you have to do it on a daily basis. You have to be intentional, right?
Yeah, Bring Your Bible to School Day is a starting point. That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. And maybe a reset button for families and kids. And from there, you're living it out and having God's Word speak to you, because God never stops speaking. But sometimes we shut that down in our own home or don't spend time with God, and we can't hear Him, we can't listen, and have that transformative voice of Christ in our lives, the Holy Spirit speaking into us and through us. And this provides that opening, that opportunity once a month, where you have a focus of what you're doing throughout the month daily to engage with God's Word and have it come alive and have fun and enjoy a relationship with God throughout each month.
40 seconds left, Danny. What do you say to those parents that say, look, all this sounds great, I've messed this up, I really wanted to be intentional, I didn't do it, I've kind of blown it here. Is it too late for me and my kids?
No, start. Even if it's 18 years old and 6 months, right? Mm. Just be persistent, bring it in, and use your creativity. The Lord will do the rest. You just need to be faithful to start somewhere. And it's not that you've messed up. Maybe you're late to the game, but get right in there and start running.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you'd be surprised how many others are in the same situation as you are. And we need each other to encourage one another to that end. You know, God's final purpose for our kids and for our families. Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Danny.
Looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com. No one.